Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Israel bombed the heart of Beirut in an attack overnight on Thursday in its ongoing war against Iran-backed Hezbollah. This comes as many countries, including Spain and Russia, are evacuating their citizens from Lebanon. Diane Toe from Reuters has more.
It was the closest an Israeli strike has come to the central downtown district of Beirut. A Hezbollah-linked civil defense group said seven of its staff, including two medics, had been killed in what Israel called a precise airstrike. On Wednesday, Israel said eight soldiers were killed in ground combat in South Lebanon. On Thursday, Israel's military urged residents in South Lebanon to evacuate their homes immediately. In almost a year of cross-border fighting, more than 1,900 people have been killed in Lebanon.
Diane Toe for Reuters. The latest Israeli warnings call for 70 towns in southern Lebanon to evacuate as Hezbollah carried out new strikes across northern Israel. U.S. President Joe Biden said he did not believe any retaliatory Israeli strikes against Iran would come on Thursday in response to Tehran's massive missile attack on Israel.
First of all, we don't allow Israel. We advise Israel, and there's nothing going to happen today. We'll talk about that later.
The World Health Organization chief said on Thursday that at least 28 on-duty medics have been killed in the past 24 hours in Lebanon. NATO's new Secretary General Mark Rutte visited Kyiv on Thursday, his first trip in his new role. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
In a news conference in Kyiv, Mark Rutte reiterated NATO's unwavering support for Ukraine.
Ukraine is closer to NATO than ever before.
Rutte met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Kyiv as air raid sirens went off. The new head of NATO vowed when he took office recently to help shore up Western support for Ukraine. Ukraine has been fighting Russia's full-scale invasion since February 2022. I'm Karen Chavas.
This is VOA News. Britain said on Thursday it would give up sovereignty of the Chagos Islands to Mauritius in a deal that would allow people displaced decades ago to return home, while London retained use of the important UK-US military base on Diego Garcia. Alice Rizzo from Reuters reports.
US President Joe Biden welcomed the deal and said it would secure the effective operation of the airbase into the next century. Britain has controlled the region since 1814. In 1965, it detached the Chagos Islands from Mauritius to create the British Indian Ocean Territory. It then evicted almost 2,000 residents to Mauritius and the Seychelles to make way for an airbase on the largest island, Diego Garcia. In 2019, a non-binding resolution in the United Nations General Assembly said Britain had wrongfully forced the population to leave and should give up control of the islands.
Alice Rizzo for Reuters. Colonel Moletelo Motau of Southern African Development Community Mission in the Democratic Republic of Congo said Thursday around 23 bodies have been recovered and 40 people rescued following a boat accident on Lake Kivu. Suzanne Musafiri is one of the survivors. There was a strong wave that capsized the boat and threw us all into the water. By the grace of God, I and a few others survived, but we were many. Local authorities said the rescue efforts were continuing and that the death toll is at least 78.
1804-1, are you in the house?
U.S. President Joe Biden expressed optimism on Thursday about progress in resolving a port labor dispute as dock workers continued their strike on the East and Gulf Coast for a third day.
ILA, all the way.
While no negotiations are scheduled, port owners, under White House pressure to raise their pay offer, indicated on Wednesday they were open to talks. By Wednesday, at least 45 container ships were anchored outside the effective ports, up from three before the strike began on Sunday, according to Everstream Analytics. In India, the Kolkata hospital, where a 31-year-old female doctor was raped and murdered, unveiled a sculpture dedicated to her on Wednesday. Dr. Soumya Diproy is a doctor at R.G. Carr Medical College. This is not Abhaya's statue. This is a time frame representing the pain that we all went through after the incident. The artist, Asit Sain, has tried to portray our pain through this sculpture. The rape and murder set off a wave of protests by doctors demanding greater workplace safety for women and justice for their slain colleague, prompting India's Supreme Court to create a hospital safety task force. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.